Hi, welcome to the Degrassi Dish Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about Degrassi, the next generation. I'm Emily.
I'm Amanda.
Today we're talking about the first episode, the first two-parter, Mother and Child Reunion. Fun fact number one. Every episode is named after a song. I want to say they're all like 80s songs.
I would think that they're probably mostly 80s songs.
Let me look at the triv. Hang on. Oh, this is...
I don't know if that's confirmed.
JK. This episode shares its title with the 1972 song, Mother and Child Reunion, by Paul Simon. See, that's confused. I'm confused already because I thought the idea was, like, it was the 80s, Degrassi High, yeah. And now...
I think it's just, like, retro songs, but also, like, later on, they get more frequent. Like, there's an episode called Umbrella.
Oh, you're right.
My favorite episode, in the later seasons.
What is that one?
It's like Eli and Claire, like, I don't know, he's a hoarder or he killed his girlfriend.
Oh my gosh, it's one of those. I forgot Eli was a hoarder. Wow, we have a lot to talk about.
I remembered
he killed his girlfriend, but I forgot he was a hoarder because he killed his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen in this episode. What does happen is we are introduced to our main characters, some of them, and reintroduced to the characters from Degrassi High, which we've never seen and have no desire to see.
Yeah, I don't think many people have a desire to see it.
Yeah, I don't want to offend any of the big Degrassi High or Degrassi Junior High fans. I also didn't realize there's only like 15 episodes of that show or something.
It's like there's more than 15, but it's like it's a very limited season thing.
I thought it was like a long running show like Degrassi.
No, I think it's like two seasons for Degrassi Junior High and maybe two seasons or three seasons for Degrassi High.
Yeah.
Or I might have said that backwards.
So this was a much bigger hit. Immediately, we're with Emma and Manny in the bedroom is the first scene. I wrote down that I was mad about Manny's hat, but as the episode goes on, isn't that Joey's fedora or Snake's fedora?
I'm going to guess it's Joey's fedora.
Manny's wearing a hat, and at first I thought it was her fashion choice. Like, she chose to put a fedora on as a 12-year-old girl. And I was like...
Yeah, I think it's Joey's fedora. Because I think any fedora in that show, especially in the early part, is definitely Joey's
Because then the rest of the episode, they're, like, making fun of him for the fedora.
Yeah.
It's like a running joke.
I have seen episodes of the original two shows, and he is always wearing
a
fedora.
Yes, it's like a relic from the show. This episode is weird because it's a lot about the adults, and it's a lot, like, for people... that watch Degrassi High, I feel like.
Yeah, but I also feel like they do it in a way that if you have never seen it, you're not completely lost.
Yeah.
Like, they reiterate a lot of things, but they also make references to things that, like, you may not get, but it's not enough to completely throw you off track.
Yeah, but I also think it's pretty quickly becomes more about the teens than it does about the adults.
It almost, like, it reminds me of, which I guess in its own way it is, kind of like when they try to do a spin-off show.
Yeah.
And they have that, like, combined episode to spin you off before the next one actually starts.
Yeah, when it's like Raven is here in the White House.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say it's like on Glee when, like, Will Schuster has a storyline and I'm furious about it, but I guess it's not really like that.
I was thinking more like anytime that, like, Grey's Anatomy has done it where...
Oh, like, it's with Private Practice.
Yeah, where, like, she... Yeah, like, it's kind of a thing to... loop you in or like to get you excited
or like they're
the
always doing Station
going.
19 now
which
I'm furious about. That's for my other podcast,
but I know a lot of when I was watching this, like while it was still on the air, like I knew a lot of adults that had watched it. I mean, like right now, like I know a lot of people our age who watch Raven's Home because like you still care. Like, because you grew up with that. So, like...
That makes sense.
This was, like, the reboot before the reboots were happening.
That's true. Yeah. So, but the first scene is Emma and Manny. Emma is emailing her internet pen pal, who... I'm pretty sure they show a shot of the computer, and his email address is at treemail.com, which I thought was a little bit...
Yeah, I did notice that. That's a bit much, but it's okay.
I thought it was a little on the nose that they love trees and plants.
Yeah.
They're connecting over their love of nature, which is the theme of Emma's storyline. So, Emma's mom comes in and is like, we have to go to Degrassi for some reason.
It's the 10-year Degrassi reunion.
Yeah. Which I don't want to get into the math of this, but we have discussed the math, and it.
I do have the definitive math for those wondering.
Do you want to summarize it quickly?
I do have the definitive math. Essentially, Degrassi Junior High happened, and then in Degrassi Junior High, it was then decided that Degrassi would become a high school. It was a high school for 2 years, and then the school completely shut down. So they are celebrating their 10 years since Degrassi was closed. Degrassi is reopening in 2001, and so they're celebrating the reopening of the school. They're also celebrating the 10 years as being the last class to have went to Degrassi, because technically, like, Caitlin was in 9th grade and Spike and Snake were in 10th. So it's technically both classes that were in Degrassi High.
Right.
So it's a reunion of the only two high schooler.
So it's not like, it's not really their 10-year high school reunion. It's like their 9th and 10th grade reunion. Like,
yeah, like, it's essentially just a reunion of the only people who ever got to say they went to Degrassi High.
We went to Degrassi. Which makes the adult characters, like, what, 24, 25?
Yeah, essentially pretty close to there.
Because I was trying to do the math if Emma was born...
Emma was born when Spike was in the 8th grade.
Okay. So
she was 14.
She was young. Okay, that makes
so
sense.
So they're probably like 25 or 26. She's probably 26,
because Emma later says she's 12. Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to track this math, because if...
There is definitive math to it.
If there's anything I'll get upset about, it's Degrassi math. So they go to the school. This is where we meet JT, right? He has so many boxes. Immediately, first impressions, JT, what a goofball. Aren't we just giggling?
Yeah, I think it's I don't know if it's necessary or if it's completely unnecessary to blatantly throw the character tropes in our face.
This but episode it's done is off very like, okay, Emma is the main character, kind of. She's outgoing, she loves nature, and she's very stupid. Manny is the sidekick, which develops. JT is funny. Toby is a nerd, and that's...
Yeah, also I think that there's echoes of these characters compared to
the original
cast. Like, because JT is definitely Joey.
Okay.
Like, he definitely is. I haven't seen enough of the original show to make, like, a definitive statement on, oh, so-and-so is this person. But Emma is Caitlin.
Okay.
Like, she is. And I think you can tell that throughout the episode when their relationship, but
yeah,
Emma's definitely Caitlin. Manny is probably closest to Spike.
Interesting. Yeah, because she, like, idolizes Caitlin as her reporting career.
Yeah, Toby, I don't know. He would probably be closest to maybe Mr. Simpson, because Mr. Simpson was a nerd.
Yeah, but Toby's, like, barely a character in the show.
But I think, like, it's pointed out, like, initially. Plus, just the whole... I'll get into that later, but I have a lot of theories about Toby being alive. So...
Still alive? With us currently?
No, just, like, as to why he's there, like, I think it's a bad explanation.
Oh. So you're not saying, like, he Tupac, like, faked his death?
No.
I think that's possible. We skipped the theme song, and I want to talk about it for, like, an hour and a half.
I didn't notice that. How did I not notice that?
What do you mean you didn't notice the theme song? Oh, where did you stream this, by the way?
YouTube.
Okay, because they're all available on a streaming service called Tubi. Not sponsored by Tubi, but if you do want to watch Degrassi along with us, they're available for free with ads on a streaming service called Tubi. Also probably YouTube. But,
Yeah, the full series, Junior High, Degrassi High, like, Degrassi, The Next Generation, Degrassi, Degrassi Next Class, like, they're all on YouTube.
Which is annoying, because when I was trying to, like, watch them all for the first time, they were so hard to find. I, like, had to record them all on Teen Nick.
Yeah.
When I, like, first watched the show. But I want to track the theme song throughout the seasons and rank our favorites. But I think the original might be the best.
Yeah, the original definitely has its pros.
I just like the riffing, the ad-libbing in the background. You know, the girl who's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. She's in my idol, and I hope she's doing okay. I hope she's doing well.
I think it's good that, like, in the original, like, the first season theme song, and even the second one, like, the second one's pretty much the same, mm-hmm. is that everybody in there is, like, doing things that they would normally be doing.
Yeah.
But once you get further on, like, they're on school property, but they're not necessarily doing school things.
Like, when, like, what do you mean?
I don't know, like, of a good example, but, like, Ellie's, like, standing in the parking lot with a camera. Like, what is she doing?
Oh, yeah.
Who asked her to do that?
They're just trying to be like, here's, if you've never seen an episode, like, here's the characters in a succinct. It's very, like, 80s
Yes. Sitcom. Also, the phone in the back pocket. Whose back pocket is that? Because you've already introduced us to every character.
So, oh, you're right. I always wondered that.
Whose back pocket is that?
That's, like, the gossip girl of the show.
It's Heather Sinclair.
Oh, you're, I think you're right. I
don't know if that's confirmed.
That's, it's, that's the Dan Humphrey.
Yeah.
Also, Emma walks in to Degrassi and she's reciting her latest email from Jordan. Like, she has it memorized.
Yeah.
Which, that just, like, skeeved me out a little bit. Do we have proof that Emma has a photographic memory or is she, like, a psychopath?
I think it's probably both.
I think she's a serial killer.
Yeah. I mean,
Well, we'll find out soon enough. So, Emma and Jordan love polar bears. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think I have any...
I don't have any thoughts on the polar bears.
That. I think it's overwhelming how much it's shoved in our face that Emma's love for the environment and love for protesting is just the only thing about her
character. It's her one personality
trait. Like, it's literally her one personality trait.
Yeah.
And...
the thing is, there are definitely people like that, just, but, like, it is a lot. Like, this character is a lot.
Yeah.
She is always protesting something. But honestly, ahead of her time. Like, she would vote for Bernie, I think. We go to a scene with Joey and at his used car dealership. This giant, tall woman, I know she's from Degrassi High.
Her name is Lucy.
But she scared me, and I don't mean that in an offensive way to the lovely actress who plays her. She's just a large woman, and it took me off guard for a second. Or Joey's a small man.
I think it's probably both.
That's
I
true.
Think it's a combination of both. I think that there's... I don't know. Like, I think it's weird how this scene is placed, because it doesn't necessarily, like... A lot of other times when you see the characters, like, the original cast, it's fully explained who they are and that they are part of the original cast. Mm-hmm. But she's not really explained like that.
No. Well, they talk a little bit about how, like, she was in the accident, right? And she was, like...
Yeah. But I can't remember, I don't know if that's in your notes, but I can't remember if they talk about that then or if they talk about
they
it
later. They
don't.
They talk about it later. They don't talk about it
like, you don't notice until that's there's part where she's saying that she's going to the reunion, which is where you figure it out.
That's why I wrote it down, because I was like, I don't know who this woman is. At first, I thought it was Joey's girlfriend or just, like, some customer that was buying a car.
Yeah.
But she is part of the show. And we also learned that Joey's wife died in the time in between the two shows, so he's sad. People seem, like, not very sympathetic to Joey about his dead wife.
Yeah, and I have theories about Joey's dead wife. My...
Like, conspiracy theories?
Not conspiracy theories, just... She's not dead. No, my theory is that her name is Julia, and she is also Eli's Julia. No.
What?
But no, like, in all seriousness, I think it's bizarre because I was trying to think, like, aside from giving Joey, like, a little side plot or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no real point to this being said. Like, Julia was not somebody that was from Degrassi.
No, you're
so
right.
So it's not somebody that anybody knew. Like, it'd be one thing if he married a character and they couldn't get them to come back, so they said they died.
Yeah.
But, like...
I think it's, like, in this episode, Joey's supposed to be mopey. He's, like, sad that he's a used car dealer and he, you know.
Which, I mean, thank God, because the story of him marrying Julia gave us Craig Manning.
Well, and someone needed to give us Craig Manning. Thank the Lord above. Is Craig Manning a controversial figure? Like, do people hate him?
No.
Or is he, like,
left. If there are people, please sound out in the comments because I want to know.
Please leave an iTunes review if you don't like Craig Manning, and we'll talk about it in person. Leave your location. There's a scene where Mr. Simpson is like, listen, Joey, we're all sorry your wife died, but, like, basically get over it.
Yeah,
like,
there really is.
You need to get over it, Joey, because it's been, what, like, 1 year?
Yeah. I think it's been, like, 10 months. I don't even think it's been a year.
No, it's been a year since Joey's wife, Julia, passed away. So, yeah, I think that Joey has every right to still be mourning. I don't know. So, we're back with the teens now, and, is this where we meet Toby?
You did forget to mention Angela, which...
Oh, yeah. Yes. I didn't write down Angela, but Angela's here.
Fun fact, she's Manny's sister. The actress, not actually Manny's sister. That would be wild. But the actress is... What's her name?
Cassie Steele.
Steele. Yeah.
That came right out
Alexis
of my brain.
Alexis Steele.
Yes. And she's on the show later.
Yeah. Not as Angela. Which may be the worst decision ever made.
As a different character.
But, yes, she is on the show.
Because if she was Angela, they could have brought back Craig, right?
I don't think they would have had to. I mean, they sent Darcy to Africa to die.
By the way, rest in peace, Darcy. Craig Manning does a lot of Hallmark movies now.
I know. I have noticed that.
Just in case anyone's wondering.
He did a lot of Disney stuff with other Canadian actors because there's only 6 of them.
Like Disney Canada?
I don't know if it... But, like... My Babysitter's a Vampire, he was on that show with, Vanessa Morgan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, just so you
I
know.
Would have if I knew
And Vanessa
Craig
Morgan
was
on The Latest Buzz with Monroe Chambers and the rest of the cast of Degrassi.
The Latest Buzz is, like, basically Degrassi, but...
Yeah, so check that out. That's all completely on YouTube
Also,
as well.
Life with Derek has a lot of Degrassi people in it.
I can't talk about that.
Okay, we won't discuss that any further.
I may
further.
Need to start a separate podcast for Life with Derek.
I really don't think I want to talk about Life with Derek at all either. I don't know why I brought it up. I wrote down that I thought JT and Toby were going to kiss. They sort of, like, run to each other. They realize that they know each other from, like, nerd camp or whatever.
Yeah.
They went to camp together, and they find out they're going to the same school, and they, like, really embrace. It's a really touching moment.
Yeah. I don't... Like, I get the idea that... They brought Toby in and made up this backstory so that their instant connection, like, seemed more realistic. Like, they didn't have to spend time.
Because Emma and Manny, like, already know each other and are already friends.
And JT obviously knows them.
Yeah. But then it's like, why did Toby even have to be new?
Like, yeah, but, like, well, I think part of it is because, but, I mean, Manny's parents didn't. And neither did JT.
No, it's just Emma's the only one whose parents were on the show.
Well, I think also part of it is it ties into the story of how, like, it gives us Ashley. Like, Ashley could have technically just been his sister, but his whole story of, like, oh, yeah, like, my dad had to move in with his girlfriend, and now we have Ashley.
But
and
also,
like,
did we need Ashley?
No, we didn't. We really, truly did not.
We'll discuss that at a later date. I almost feel like, well, here we learn that Jordan... Emma's pen pal is coming to Toronto. He asks if he can meet Emma, and all of her friends are like, that's a terrible idea. I love that they're already, well, at least they're aware of stranger danger, and Emma is clearly not. She's not concerned about potentially meeting this stranger online.
I can't find where you're at, and I had a lot to say about that.
Oh,
where did you skip that? Bitch, I had shit to say. I had a whole thing to say about the media immersion lab.
Okay. Let's talk about the media immersion lab.
Okay, here's what I want to say about this. Is... I just want to point out that in case people didn't realize, Mr. Radich was Joey and Snake's teacher in the original Degrassi.
Oh,
so
really?
He is also a returning cast member.
I didn't realize
and
that.
I didn't find that out until literally last week rewatching this. And I just thought it was an important thing to note is that if you go to Degrassi, you will eventually become the principal. Yeah.
I'm surprised Emma never became principal.
Well, she had to go marry Spinner.
I think if next class had continued, Emma would be principal.
I think Spinner would have been.
Oh, you're so right, actually. Peter would have been principal.
Peter would not leave.
Peter is maybe the worst character. No, I won't say that, but he's bad. Is that all you had to say about that scene?
Yeah, I just wanted that to be known that Mr. Radich is, like, relevant.
He's a returning character. To be honest, I forgot he was a character at all, except I remembered Liberty's Radish's song from future seasons. So anyway, Joey's coming. I mean, Jordan's coming.
Yeah, Jordan's coming. And...
and Caitlin is dressed like Christina Aguilera, genie in a bottle. Yeah. In this scene, I just wanted to mention. Oh, this is when we find out... this is when we meet Caitlin, right?
Yeah.
For the first time?
This is
We've seen her on a magazine cover. We know that she is... she's made it big. She's moved to LA. She's a reporter. And then we meet her. I guess she's... is she a famous reporter?
She has a show, I think.
Oh, okay. Like, that makes sense.
I think it's an actual...
she's like a television personality?
I don't think it's like that. I'm thinking it's more... not to open old wounds, but I think it's like a Steve Irwin kind of sitch. Like a show, like a nature show. Okay, you know, like, not like Naked and Afraid. That's
like Planet Earth?
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, I think that she hosts a show
Naked and Afraid.
That would be on the Discovery Channel. Like, she's not, like, airing after Dr. Phil.
That makes sense.
But I think it would be, like,
because I was, things. Like, I don't know, like, if she's a journalist, do you know any journalists who are famous? No, but if she's a TV show, or a TV star, that makes sense. So she's talking to her fiancé, Keith, who is coming to the reunion, but he didn't go to Degrassi. They met in LA. And he's like, what, a screenwriter or a director, producer?
Yeah, he's a something. He's in film.
He's like a Hollywood bigwig. I feel like this is how Degrassi sees Americans, is presented in this first depiction of an American in Keith.
No, I think that is very true. I can't think of a time in Degrassi history where they ever mentioned anything about America and it not have to do with somebody in film.
Yeah, like, friggin' Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, like, Eli goes to New York for film school.
Yeah.
I mean, later Claire goes for journalism something.
All that we do in America is make movies, and that's all that we are good for.
Yeah,
that's
apparently all I'm good for is mentioning Eli Goldsworthy, but that's truly my main point
about
this.
Take a drink every time Amanda talks about Eli.
If I say Eli or Craig, just...
and you will be...
yeah,
you'll be absolutely blackout. So, Joey is at the school, but he's not going to the reunion. He keeps saying, like, everyone's like, see you tonight, and Joey's like, oh, I'm not going. And it's like, why are you here right now if you're not coming to the reunion?
Yeah, I remember somebody convincing him to go. Like, I think Lucy convinces him to go at the car lot.
No, it's not at the car lot. It's later, because when they go to the school, and Joey's like, I'm gonna see everyone, and, like, reintroduce myself, but I'm not going to the reunion. And I don't think it's until they're at the bar later that he decides
to go to the reunion. I think, like, an important thing in this is it has, like, him seeing Caitlin for the first time.
Yeah.
Which I think is pulled off well, because you can tell by watching that scene, even if you have no knowledge of the prior shows, that there was something that, like, went down between them. Like, so it's good acting on their part, because it's not explicit really said.
Yeah.
But you can tell that something went down.
It's clear that there was history between the two. And obviously Caitlin's now engaged, Joey's wife dead. We will see what happens there. White Claw is coming out of Amanda's nose. So
the way you said that really got to me. I'm sorry. Joey's wife dead.
Dead. Status on Joey's wife, no longer living. Now we're at the playground, which is such a weird scene to see them all, like, on monkey bars, because they're, like, actual children.
Yeah, they are legitimate children, but they're also
already, like, are almost getting molested and, like, in this season, like, high on ecstasy, so it's,
there's,
like,
a very weird, I don't know if, like, the phrase is, like, juxtaposition, is that the phrase, is that how you even pronounce it?
That's a word, for sure, okay. But what are you trying to say about it?
I'm trying to say, like, it's weird how they will go from being, like, these are little kids who play on monkey bars to being, like, these are kids who are taking ecstasy.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean.
It's like they almost cannot decide how old these people are.
But it's also like, isn't that what it's like being a teen?
No, because they're not teens.
They're 12.
They're literally 12.
They're 12. Which is why it's alarming that Emma's talking about meeting this strange man from the internet.
Yeah.
But she's like, listen, Toby, you could be a rapist. She doesn't say that. But she implies it.
Yeah. And JT also is like, I mean, he's teasing about it, but at the same time, he's saying, like, this is not a good idea. Like, you don't know this person.
Yeah. And that it's a little weird that he all of a sudden is coming to Toronto.
Yeah. Plus, I think, like, I'm thinking back to when this aired, and it's bizarre to me that, and I know that this is definitely something that did happen or has happened or things like that, but it's weird to me that Emma is not more alarmed. Because in 2001, 2002, like, that whole time frame, I remember, like, you got on your computer to play a game, and your parents were like, somebody could find you and kill you.
Yeah.
Like, it was so burned into our brains that we were in danger if we got in the same room as the computer.
Yeah. I definitely think there was, yeah, there was a lot of, like, everything stays on the internet forever, unlike stranger danger and, like, people are trying to kill you.
Yeah, and I think it's weird that she's so open to it for the kind of character that they're trying to make her to be. Because they're trying to make her seem mature, and yet she's like, I'm gonna go meet a stranger.
Yeah. But I think it's also, like, I mean, she's not, she doesn't always think things through, Emma.
Yeah.
She's a little impulsive.
That is true.
We'll find that out. So, Emma goes home, and the girls, oh, just kidding, that's later.
I do think that, like, speaking on, like, all the comments that JT and Manny and Toby all have to say about Jordan coming, is this man, we don't know it's a man yet, but this person's excuse for coming to Toronto isn't good.
No.
It's very flimsy.
The story is not good at all.
No, because JT even points out that, like, he's saying, like, oh, it was for a class trip, and JT's like, it's this summer.
Right. And, like, she's like, well, they planned it a long time ago.
Yeah, which, I mean, people do go on trips in the summer, for school. Sure, but, sure, like, and maybe Americans do. They're from Canada. They don't know. That's but, true. Like,
they don't even have summer in Canada. It's, like, six degrees all year round. We're saying all this, but I've seen Catfish. People believe some real dumb things. Weird, dark, smoky
bar thing.
Yeah. All of the adults are. And Joey's crying because he's a used car salesman. Well, he's not crying, but Keith is making fun of his ads, basically. And making it clear that Keith is the worst guy, and these kind of characters are so funny. Like, do you know when, like, a rom-com, when it's, like, the girl is already engaged to someone, but you know that she's gonna fall in love with the other person, and it's, like, the person she's engaged with is such a jerk. It's, like, why would she ever be engaged to him in the first place?
Yeah, which I think is, like, I know that the point of this man even coming in is to, like, push the idea that Joey and Caitlin have a thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's weird because Caitlin isn't made a recurring character in this season. So,
no.
It's like they lay all this groundwork to not really follow through on it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
It is, like, weird. I almost feel like there was supposed to be more between them.
And then they just abandoned that idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes into fruition, like, later, mm-hmm.
But not for a while.
No, not for a while.
So, basically, they tell Joey that, they make a comment about him being the same from high school, and that's when he gets upset and, like, goes and pouts in the corner, and then Mr. Simpson is like,
which I think if anybody looked at me and said, you're still the same from high school, I
get it. I fully get it. I would be so mad.
Like, I would be very upset.
That's truly a cruel thing to say to someone. I think this is when he finally decides he's going to go to the reunion. I think, I keep calling him Mr. Simpson, but that's his name.
Yeah, like, that's what we know him as. Mm-hmm.
He finally convinces him to go to the...
to the reunion, yeah. Uh-huh. Which I think...
it's so weird that he would be participating in all the pre-reunion activities if he's not going to the reunion.
Yeah, and it's weird to me because I'm like, who does he not want to see? Because, like, you would think, if anything, everyone. Like, he wouldn't want to see the people that knew him.
Right.
But, like, he's already with the people that knew him. The people he's going to see now are just random faces he passed in hallways.
Right. If I was like, oh, I don't want to go to my reunion, it would be because I don't want to see, like, the person I had history with. And, like, you're with them now. So, like, what's the... I don't know. I guess he thinks he's going to have to justify his career decisions. And it's like, I don't think that's part of a reunion.
No.
So, back at Emma's house, the girls are having, like... they're getting plastered, basically. The adults, the Spike and... Caitlin and the giant woman. And, there's, like, no music in this scene, and it made me really uncomfortable. Well, I mean, there's no music, there's no, like, not a lot of score in this whole show, but it just, there were parts of the scene where characters were just, like, taking long pauses, and it just felt like I needed some kind of, it was like an uncomfortable feeling. It was, like, it was a very awkward feeling. Also, so many vegans, so little time.
Yeah,
me on truly. Tinder. So basically, the end of this episode is that Emma talks to Caitlin, tells her a lie, basically. Tells her that she's met this guy that she likes, but doesn't tell him that he's from the internet. And that she doesn't know him. So Caitlin is like, you should totally go for it. And Emma's like, great, I am going to meet this 50-year-old man. Yeah. I'm excited because Emma or Caitlin is Emma's idol, and now she's basically been given permission.
Yeah, I think also I want to point out, not like knowingly, we clearly have a lot of time issues with Degrassi as a whole, but is this all happening in the same day?
That's a good question.
I guess... can't remember what their outfits like. Because that's the only way you can tell.
I think this is the day before the reunion. And, like...
the reunion is the next day.
Yeah, so I think everything that happens in part one happens in one day.
One day in
the... and then part two is the next day. Because Emma's wearing her dolphin pants in part two.
Okay.
I know when she goes to meet Jordan, she's wearing her dolphin pants.
Okay. Do you want to cover... I have a comment on one of these... fun facts.
Okay, what is the fun fact? So,
it says
we're on the Degrassi wiki using the synopsis, and there's a brief section of fun facts. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, trivia. And I think that it's weird that it says that this was the series premiere episode in Canada, but it is aired as the season one finale in the U.S.
Yes, I saw that comment. Apparently, the N aired these episodes all out of order. And because they didn't, the finale is the one with the drinking and the ecstasy, the party, and the end, like, didn't want to show that episode because they were always censoring it.
Okay, well, that makes sense because I do know that there was a lot of censoring.
Yes.
Of Degrassi, but, like, it says currently it's being aired as the season premiere when shown in reruns on Teenick.
Right.
So, is Teenick even still a thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, sorry. I did not know that, but I recall, okay, so brief history on my relationship with Degrassi.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
Is that I did not start watching this show until approximately, I want to say, maybe season 8. Like, Jenna was already on it, like.
That makes sense because Claire I started watching it, like, season 10.
Yeah, so I will have to go back and, like, figure it out, but basically, it might have been season 10, because what had happened was Teenick was doing a, like, basically a Degrassi marathon, where it was on...
it was, yeah, it like, was on 24/7. 6 hours a day.
Like, it was on consistently, and they ran them all in order, and I mean, TBT to, like, 2009. But, essentially, like, I had them recorded, and they recorded in the correct order. And I remember that this was the first episode I watched. So I'm guessing by that time,
I think once
they were aired in legitimate order.
Because it was already Teen Nick by that point, right?
Yeah.
I think back when it was the N, that's when they were
censoring
things and doing things weird because, like, Manny's abortion episode, they, like, would not play.
I don't think they played. Did they play Paige's rape episode?
I don't think so.
I feel like
they would, like, edit the episode and then air that. But I think by the time it was Teen Nick, it was showing them. It was showing the seasons in full because, same, by the time I watched it, everything was in there.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, if you air this in a different order...
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense because if it wasn't for the whole JT and Toby meeting...
Yeah.
I feel like you could maybe get it a little bit. But also, they're doing tours of the school.
And it's also summer, like...
But, at the same time, I did want to... You might need to edit this out because I don't know if it... I think it's in the it might be the next one. But do you know when they do the tour of the media immersion lab?
Mm-hmm, that's at the beginning of the second.
Okay. Because I have a lot to say.
That's how the second episode starts.
Okay.
So part two, if you don't know, a lot of Degrassi episodes, they're all Degrassi episodes are like 22 minutes, but then a lot of times they do two parters, so they're an hour or 44 minutes when it's like. You can kind of tell if it's, like, a half-hour episode, it's usually going to be, like, a light storyline. And if it's, like, a two-parter, it's, like, Craig's bipolar. Like, someone's getting raped, someone's pregnant, someone's getting an abortion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or someone's getting molested, in this case. So, they start with the tour here. The only teen characters that are really in it are Emma, Manny, JT, and Toby. But we see a glimpse of Paige and Terry, right?
Yes. I think Ashley maybe... I feel like Ashley is, but I'm not...
You might be right. Anyway, a couple of the older group. My comment was that Terry is the prettiest girl on the show, and it is absolutely baffling to me what her storyline is, and I know you have thoughts about it. I know that in the year 2001, like, Terry would be considered...
You can say fat.
Like a big fat whale. No, yeah. But I was gonna make a joke about it. But... Now, looking at her, first of all, she's beautiful. She's prettier than Paige. She's so much prettier than Ashley. Ashley looks like...
Season one Ashley.
Season one Ashley's hair
is something. It is the biggest something. Mess.
And Terry's storyline always is that she is, like, the ugly fat girl and no one wants her. And when someone finally does, he's an abusive school shooter.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's a little upsetting.
Yeah, I have a lot of... thoughts about that I will get into later, trust me. My comment is more of another inconsistency plot hole situation. And that is that this is taking place in the summer. So this is taking place summer of 2001.
9/11, is that what you're going to say?
Literally no, but... first of all, if it was 9/11, they would not be taking the trip from the United States into Toronto that easily.
Why isn't there an episode about 9/11?
There literally is. Hazel's episode about being a terrorist.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
But okay, anywho, my comment is that this is taking place in the summer. And hypothetically speaking, based off of the timeline that may or may not have taken me 3 to 4 hours to devise, as far as... when Degrassi High happened, Degrassi High, and Degrassi the Next Generation, yeah. Is that Paige and Terry and whomever else is in the Media Immersion Lab is giving the tour and talking about the school, like, they go there.
Oh,
but this
the
is the
was
grand
closed.
Reopening of Degrassi.
You're right.
So if it's the summer, like, if this was happening in January or December or something and they were already there.
No, but Paige and Terry have never attended the school before.
No,
is what you're
so
saying.
I'm wondering, was there an open house or something?
I don't know, that is weird. How would they have decided that, like, Paige and Terry get to do the tour if they're not
yeah,
even students?
There's
yet?
Also that might be I think that's later on. But there's multiple other instances, just to give you guys some like idea about the situation here. I've already watched up to season 3, like, rewatch, Emily is I literally only watched this episode. So there is things that happen later on that also have this inconsistency of the concept of the school reopening at this time.
Yeah.
But also you look at the school and it looks like it's brand new. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been completely remodeled. It's not the same building that they... I mean, I get it's filmed on a soundstage, but, like, the picture of the building that they show mm-hmm. is not the same one from the original, too. So, the idea is that the whole school has been remodeled, but my thing is, how do Terry and Paige... Unless they had, like, an open house thing, and then they were like, oh, you guys can help with the reunion.
Yeah. Maybe. That is interesting. I honestly didn't think about that. I was just like, oh, they're going into the 8th grade, so they would already... But the school was closed. No,
but yeah, but the school was closed.
Also, we're very stupid, so if there's something we're missing, that's entirely possible.
Yeah, it is very possible. I did a lot of research, but... we do have,
like, a corkboard with red tape, like, yeah. pointing to pictures of Terry.
And I do exaggerate a lot, but I did spend, like, 3 hours trying to figure out the timeline on this because I was so stressed.
I fully believe by... you.
But I think it could also be a way to introduce those characters and could literally just be an oversight.
Probably.
Like, I but don't it's also think like, it's that you don't serious.
Need, you don't need Paige and Terry in this episode. Like, all they do is say, like, here we are in the media immersion. Like, they have two lines.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no reason that couldn't have been, like, just Snake showing the school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, this is the part where we see that Caitlin's husband is flirting with another woman and Joey sees it, and I don't care. Do you have anything to say about this?
I have nothing to say except the thing that I've already said before. There is so much effort put into this Joey and Caitlin storyline for it to not matter for years.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing here. I really don't.
Like, I'm unsure. It could have went somewhere really fast, but
yeah. So Emma calls Manny and says, "Don't worry, I'm not meeting Jordan." And Manny's like, "Do you want to hang out?" And Emma's like, "Sorry, I have to stay home and watch the Discovery Channel."
Or Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah, she doesn't say Discovery Channel. But she's lying. She is going to meet Jordan. She's wearing her dolphin pants, which means you know that she's ready to party. Emma only wears her dolphin pants when she is, like, lit up. Basically, she agrees to meet... what's his face? Jordan.
At a hotel. Which she does say earlier that when everybody is voicing their concerns, she says, oh, don't worry, like, I'm going to meet him in a public place. But my thing is, like, I think public place, I think restaurant.
Coffee shop.
I don't think hotel.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't either.
I've never had somebody ask me to go to a hotel, and it was the equivalent to them asking me to go to a McDonald's. Not that this is sponsored by McDonald's.
No. But I wish it was. I have had someone ask me to go to a hotel, and it didn't end well.
No, it's never ended well, quite frankly.
No, I get what you're saying. It is technically a public place, but it's not where I would meet a first-time Tinder
because
date.
I feel like if you were, even if you, but as an adult, like, you could be like, oh, the hotel bar.
I guess.
But as a 12-year-old.
Well, his story is that he's staying at this hotel for his school trip, but it's like, you know, I don't know. Let's go to the McDonald's down the street. Let's go to the, do they call it Macca's in Canada, or is that just the UK?
I don't know.
I'll cut that right out.
Yeah.
So, Manny, I don't know if she's, like, an amateur detective, but she immediately is like, Emma is lying, and...
I love how she's like, I checked, and the show she said she was gonna watch is not on.
Yes,
that is
she
the most on-brand thing for me.
She goes to the guide, and she's like, Wildlife Refuge doesn't even come on tonight. She's such a liar. And I'm like, well, maybe she has it on DVD. Like,
yeah.
Did you ever think of that, Manny? But they start looking at the,
You mean VHS?
They had DVDs in...
Is that confirmed?
It was probably, like, for rich people. I don't know.
Because I have season one of Degrassi on VHS.
I'm trying to think... I definitely still had VHSs in 2001.
Yeah.
So, okay, VHS. Anyway, Toby is, like, hacking the mainframe. He's like, I'm gonna hack Emma's email. And, I was confused at this because at first I was like, why do they need to read their emails? But I guess what they're trying to prove is that Jordan hacked her email and was reading her messages between Manny and Emma.
No, I think what they're trying to find out is where they went.
Well, they are, but they also in the process find out that
he was reading the email.
Yes, because Manny and Emma email about the movie Chicken Run, and then he mentions the movie Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Which really made me laugh, because when's the last time you heard anyone talk about the movie Chicken Run?
Good point.
Never.
My thing is that how much personal information did Emma give? Because they're acting like this happened, like, right off the bat. So how much personal information did Emma give away for him to be able to hack her password that quickly?
Yeah, I don't know. Do we know how long she's been talking to Jordan?
I think it's, like, 10 months. Somebody has been doing something for 10 months.
That's wild. That is a full catfish episode.
No, I think it is a very long, like, it's a significant amount of time.
That my is other, literally, like, call
my
me.
Other concern here is that, granted, Jordan is a grown man and could have potentially legitimately, like, hacked her email, but Toby's using the password recovery program. And as somebody who was very problematic in middle school and high school, I
Amanda
can tell
hacked
you
a lot of passwords.
That when you do that, you change the password.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. How so he couldn't have been resetting her password every time.
Every time. No.
It's possible that he just knew her, but like, he found out her password.
Yeah.
Because Toby doesn't actually know her password.
Like, I love trees.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why Toby didn't try I love trees immediately, but he uses like the security question and gets in that way.
Yeah.
It's also 2001. It's like, it's probably super easy to hack anything. Jordan probably could have hacked into the government. Like, you know, this was again before 9/11. I don't mean to bring it up so much, but maybe take a shot every time I talk about 9/11.
They're at the hotel.
Emma is at the hotel.
Yeah.
And this man, this, like, 30s probably man, he's not a man that you would immediately be like, this man is gonna kill and murder me, two of the same thing, but he's an old man for Emma. And he's like, hey, I'm Jordan's teacher. Jordan's upstairs in the room. And Emma's, like, totally buying it. She's like, 100%, let's go see Jordan.
Which, like, I do have some comments on this whole thing. Is one, you can tell she's hesitant. But
for
two,
sure.
I think that it's important to note here, like, I think they do, as we mentioned before, not really pay that much attention to their actual ages. But the whole idea of, like, him being an adult, he's saying he's a teacher, which automatically puts him in a trustworthy position.
Yeah.
If you're 12, you're supposed to trust your teacher. Like, or teachers in general. Like, he's putting himself in a position of somebody that she should, generally speaking, is told to trust.
Mm-hmm. Also, Jordan has sent her pictures, right?
Yeah.
And this was, like, I mean, we didn't know about catfishes, so I feel like at the time it would be like, well, I've seen pictures of him. I know he's real.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll give you a pass on this one, Emma, but next time, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, she doesn't immediately try to leave. I mean,
no, and there's a point where
she doesn't get suspicious until they've been sitting in the hotel room for a
while. And there is a point where she, like, he opens the door and says something like, to all these boys that are supposed to be here, and it's completely dead silent.
Yeah.
If there was a large group, an entire class of 12-year-old boys,
you would hear them immediately.
You would hear them, probably, without the door open.
Yeah.
So, he's, like, literally talking into, arguably, the closet.
Yeah,
like,
he opens the door, there's no one in the room, there's pizza on the bed, and he's like, hey, boys, pizza's ready, into, like, the bathroom or the closet.
Yeah.
And there's clearly no one there. Then he has a video camera. This is, like, there's a part where I was like, this, for this to be the first episode of this show, we are truly going there with, like,
yeah,
pedophilia. And, they're sitting on the bed eating pizza. He's saying, like, I know you and Jordan talked about this. And she's like, okay, wait a second. How would you know about what me and Jordan talked about? So, she runs into the bathroom.
Emma figures it out, and she locks herself into the bathroom.
Yeah, so Emma locks herself in the bathroom because he's closed the door. She can't leave. At this point, the jig is up. She knows he's not Jordan. She knows she's trying to leave, and he has locked her in.
And I think it's the sad part because there's a point where she says, you're Jordan, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That was, like, truly, I was like, Miriam?
But it really was, like, the way she said it, of just being, like, you can, like, I think the act, I don't think she's that great of an actress, sorry, Miriam.
No.
But, like, you can almost sense her being, like, oh, my God.
It was a good moment. This show is, like, ridiculous, and the first, like, couple seasons are a little low budget, and it's, like,
yeah,
a little strange, but, I think it's, I mean, I think it's a good show. Is that a hot take to say about Degrassi, The Next Generation? I think it's a good show. You can quote me on it.
No, I think that is. And I think the thing where he tells her, I'm going to leave, and then he just shuts the door without leaving.
Yeah.
Like, and she tries to get back out. But it, like, it takes... Also, I think, like, there's points where she remains very calm. And it's almost like she's trying to outsmart him. Like, she's like, oh, you know, like, I left something downstairs. Like, I'm just gonna go get it.
She does play it well.
Yeah, like, she's really trying. Like, I think she figures it out. And then she's like, I'm gonna just casually get out of here. Because she knows if she runs, like, the jig is up.
Yeah, like, there's a part where she's like, I left my bag downstairs. And he's like, your bag's right here. And that, I think that's when she goes in the bathroom.
And I think, like, I say I think, like, 18 times. Take a shot every time.
So piggybacking off of that.
Yeah. But no, it's crazy how, like, fast, and I get it's because they're in a 22-minute time constraint. But it's like
things move.
She tries to get out of there and he's like, leave, I tape your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
things escalate really quickly in terms of threats of violence. So we cut to the reunion, and at this point it's like Emma's in deep danger, and we're supposed to care about Principal Radich, like, making a speech. There's a sign on the podium that just is in, like, Arial font made in Microsoft Word, and it's just, like, taped to the podium. It's, like, the most bootleg thing I've ever seen.
I do want to say that it's saying that... Oh, you haven't got that far yet. I'm sorry. Continue.
Where are you at?
I'm right before they get into the fight.
Okay. So, I mean, basically, all that happens in the reunion scene is that, Joey and Keith fight because Joey confronts Keith about what he saw in the hallway with him.
Him and that woman.
Because basically he tells the woman that Caitlin is pressuring him into marriage, is and she, woman, he doesn't really want
to
marry
Is that woman supposed to be from, like, supposed to be an OG?
I don't know she who is, she's supposed to be.
But I'm unsure. Also, I do want to say, like, I'm reading this right now and I didn't notice it while actually watching, like, the episode, but it's saying that the fight is held off by Snake, Spike, and Wheels, which is one of the other OGs, who's not featured in this episode at all.
I was gonna say, I didn't even think he was in the episode.
That, like, they just couldn't get the actor back.
Yeah.
But it, like, it's saying that he was there, so I'm just like, that's weird that they wouldn't...
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know
include
that...
...include him, but he would be there.
I didn't know that Wheels was in the episode at all. So, Caitlin... Well, Joey punches Keith, or Keith punches Joey? Who punches first? Doesn't matter. They fight.
Yeah.
Caitlin...
I think Joey punches
cries,
first.
Cries. Runs out. Once again, I was thinking of Glee when Joey and Jesse... Not Joey. Finn and Jesse fight at prom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So, Caitlin basically is like, I don't know why I was gonna marry him. I don't... He's a jerk, and I... Principal Radich goes on stage after the fight and just literally goes up on stage, holds a microphone, and says, music! And I was like, what are you trying to say, Principal Radich? yes, music indeed. So, who cares? Basically, they get into Emma's email. This is when they find out, we jumped ahead, but this is when they find out that he's been hacking
her email. The whole time.
So, they run to the school... And I was a little concerned that they didn't immediately call the police. They go to Emma's mom first, which I guess makes sense. If you were 12, you probably would go to your mom first.
I wrote down in my notes, I thought they were running to the hotel.
Oh, yeah, it does seem like that.
It does seem like they were running to the hotel, which I was like, are you guys really going to go fight this pedophile?
They're going to fight them off themselves.
I mean, debatably, they could have just told the hotel staff.
Yeah, but I don't know. A bunch of 12-year-olds running in, would you believe them? Yeah, it does cut from them saying, like, they're at the such-and-such hotel, and then it's just them running down the street, and it's like, first of all, how far is this hotel? How close is Degrassi? They tell Spike and Snake, they call the police, and then, basically, Snake shuts it down. Well, Emma bites Jordan and gets away.
Yeah.
From him. While you see a shot of the, like, camera, like, through the lens of the camera, yeah. And it's, like, very, it's very uncomfortable. Snake does a citizen's arrest on Jordan, and
yeah.
Then the police come.
Which, okay, I don't know. I should do some looking into this, and I should have looked into this before we started recording. But were Snake and Spike a thing in high school? Because I don't think they were.
I don't think they were either, but again, I didn't watch the show.
Yeah, but I truly don't think they were, because the show was not on that much. Well, I guess 2 seasons, so I may have just lied. But, like, I don't remember hearing anything about, because, I mean, they're blatantly showing you, like, Joey and Caitlin were a thing. And yeah, have history.
I think if they were, they would have alluded to it at least in this episode.
Yeah, but it's like, now it seems like they're not alluding to something that happened in the past, but they're giving you a hint of what they're about to do.
This is foreshadowing of the Snake and Spike relationship, I think. I agree with you. So the episode ends kind of abruptly, I feel like. I feel like this is when you really feel the 22 minutes, because all of a sudden they're taking Emma's computer I'm getting a phone call. Sorry. For evidence, and Spike and Emma have a quick conversation about, basically Spike is like furious with Emma, and I feel like it's maybe not the way to handle it after your daughter almost gets raped, is to, like, just essentially fully blame her for it.
Yeah, because, I mean, they, like, if Emma hadn't had friends who were amateur sleuths and tried to figure that out, like, it could have got really bad. Like, yeah. In a real-life situation, the way that ended was very unlikely.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think, and it had, like, they busted in right at the right second. So, right. You know, I think, I don't know, it's just, but I don't think Spike being like, how dare you? And it's like, first of all, it's 2001. You just put a computer in your daughter's room. And then when the police are like, I know, maybe it's, have it's even, downstairs. It's wild that
Emma has her own computer.
Well, she says it's the family computer.
Then why is it in
her room? I had my own computer in 2001, but it was parental locked.
You were 4 years old in 2001.
Yeah, and I had my own computer, sorry. Okay. but, no, like, I think, like, because there's a point where the police are taking the computer, and, like, they say to them, like, they say to Spike, like, maybe have it downstairs or something.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, like, it's our family computer. And I'm like, why is the family computer in Emma's room? Yeah, then you
need to have a computer room.
And you can even tell that, because every time that Spike and Caitlin are on the computer, they're in Emma's room.
They're using that computer. Yeah, I don't understand why they would put the computer in Emma's room. If it's everyone's computer, you're correct. At this point, Emma says, you don't remember what it's like to be 12. And I realize that I'm closer to her mom's age than her age, and it, like, really shook me to my core, and I, like, had to process the passage of time for a minute.
No, I thought the same thing, and I thought, you know, like, not to get too deep on this Degrassi podcast, but I think you do forget. Like, I don't know what I would have done if I was 12. Yeah. And that situation was, I could have done the same thing. Like, I'm saying I wouldn't now because I'm 22.
Right. I wouldn't have been even as smart as Emma, probably.
No.
Like, I would have been way stupider than her. So, yeah.
I don't think it's, like, it's easy to look at it now and be like, oh, that was dumb. But, like, you don't know what you would have done when you were 12.
Right.
Unless maybe you're 13, then you might have had an idea. But, like,
and I do still watch the show, like, empathizing with the kids more than, like, more than the adults. Like, I feel like Degrassi just makes me feel like a kid again. You know what I'm saying? You can put that right on the DVD cover of Degrassi season 1. The episode ends so abruptly. Emma's, like, crying in her mom's arms, and then it's, like, executive producer Dick Wolf that's not.
No.
But whoever.
Linda Skylar.
Oh, executive producer Linda Skylar. Someone is knowledgeable about something. Cause...
Yeah. But no, I think what needs to... You might want to edit that out if I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong.
I think you're right.
No, so... There is... It does say in the comments here that Ashley is in this episode. But okay. She's not listed in the end credits because she only appears briefly.
Okay. So probably in the beginning scene.
So the freeze frame. The freeze frame is in part one, but, I mean, it's iconic. I know they do away with it later.
Yeah, I wish they kept the freeze frame.
It's iconic. Yeah, so it is saying what is funny is how, I don't know if it's funny, but...
I'm laughing. Emma's,
I did think this was weird, but then I was like, well, you know, if there's crimes, they take your laptop. But, like, they take the whole computer, but the only evidence was emails, which literally would have been stored.
You're right.
But any computer.
That's true, but it's possible, I don't know, listen, I watch a lot of SVU, but I am not a detective or a police officer. However, it's possible that they wanted to check to make sure there weren't any, like, files on the computer that could be used as evidence. Like, if she saved anything... Or if she had deleted the emails, then they might have to do some, like, recovery. I don't know.
I did find out, piggybacking off now, Allison Hunter, which is the lady that Keith tries to get with, is an actual Degrassi Junior High and Degrassi High student.
Yeah. Wow. What a star.
She has a sidekick, but the sidekick wasn't in this. Some things the N... also known as Teen Nick, censored in this.
Oh, yeah. This was too hot for TV.
Was the phrase where Caitlin said, he's not always such an ass. They cut that line. They censored the poster in the bathroom that said the pill is not enough.
That's interesting.
And they censored the scene where Jordan kisses Emma's neck.
Oh, yeah. That scene was strange.
There is apparently a lot. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. A whole list of actors from the original show are listed in this as being at the reunion, but they never appear again.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I think it's just not...
I'm sure if you're a Degrassi High stan, then you would recognize a whole lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's like a cameo thing and not...
Yeah.
I think probably the intent was that they knew that, one, I mean, Mr. Simpson worked at the school. Like, he was already signed on to be in the show.
Yeah.
And I think they probably only had, like, dialogue between, like, legitimate dialogue between people who are going to become a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, recurring people.
Yeah.
Because this really was, like, a spinoff
type thing. Yeah, of Degrassi High. And the only, like, characters that remain on the show are the four that are really part of this episode.
Yeah, and it does also say that this is the last mention we ever hear of Emma and her online relationship with Jordan. It's never mentioned again in the series.
Well, that happens all the time on
the show. Yeah, which I know, but I think it's funny how it starts early of just, like, things happening and then never...
Yes, it is interesting. Like, Emma has no ill effects. She has no PTSD. She has no trauma from this. No. I mean, that's mentioned. It's possible that her behavior in future seasons is influenced by this, but there's no evidence of this. But yeah, I mean, that's always, like... That's why the end could just cut episodes, because, like, Manny gets an abortion... And then it's, like, done. Like, it's very contained. And I think they do that because they want it to be, like, you can watch one episode of this show and sort of get it, even if you don't get, like, the relationships.
Yeah. It does say that Joey is not in the rest of the season, which...
Really?
I mean, I straight up just watched it and already done forgot.
Well...
But he's not in the rest of this season.
That makes sense because he only really becomes... part of the show again when Craig
is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the rest, I mean, the only other people you see are Spike and Snake.
Because, like, yeah, Spike is Emma's mom, so she's in the show. Mr. Simpson works at Degrassi, so he's in the show, but Caitlin and Joey, for a while, don't have a reason to be on the show, really.
Yeah.
Because they're not just gonna cut to Caitlin and be like, let's see what she's doing. Like, who could give a rip?
Which I think is, like, good. Because it wasn't... I mean, you see a lot of reboots now where, like, you're watching it for the old cast. You know, I mean, like the Lizzie McGuire thing that never happened. Hypothetically speaking.
It will happen on Hulu.
Or, like, okay, but, like, Raven's Home.
Or, like, Girl Meets World.
or Girl Meets World. Like, but I would say Raven's Home even more than that. Raven's Home, I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen, like, one episode.
It splits between Raven and Chelsea and the kids.
Okay.
There's two completely separate plots happening.
Yeah.
Which Degrassi does at points. But I think it's clear that this is an individual show of its own.
Yeah, like, Degrassi The Next Generation becomes its own thing, and I think it does become more popular than Junior High and High ever were. So I think it is different than something like a Fuller House or a Raven's Home, yeah. where it's like the majority of the people watching those shows want to see the old characters. When it's like for Degrassi High or for Degrassi, most people really don't care to see the old characters, and I think that is because the new characters are so good that it's like, you know, we're not here for Joey and Caitlin.
Which I think, like, I just have a lot to say, generally speaking. Like, this is about Degrassi as a whole. Like, so should I say these things?
Yeah, give us your thesis on Degrassi.
Here's my thesis on Degrassi. Is that the concept is incredible, and I don't think I don't think it can ever be done again to that extent. Like, I'm not a media person. Like, I don't go off about TV and film. But, like, Degrassi, like, changed the game. Because people weren't, like, this concept of you could take a group of characters that a lot of people already cared about. So you've already got that built-in fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think, I mean, it lasted like 5 seasons, which isn't that long. But I mean,
it obviously was enough to have enough like of five a, seasons an, enough of a fan base to reboot it.
To reboot it, yeah. But I'm saying, like, you have this idea of, like, taking this group of people and then you have some of the characters, like, clearly, like, Emma. And then, you know, she's the one with the main connection to the old show.
Right.
And, I mean, Emma was born on the old show. So, like, she has the connection. But then you're also able to bring in all these new people. But a thing that Degrassi does throughout the season is a thing that you pretty much only see with soap operas. Where where it's, like, you know, you're starting these kids off young, like, you're starting them at 12. So, essentially, you could follow them, which they did, for another 6 years.
Right.
So, it's, like, 6 seasons. And then it's, like, you've got their siblings, which you later see with people, you know, like Darcy. Like, you use up Darcy's time, but now you have Claire.
Claire, yeah.
And then they even, like, they do that even later with, like, Maya. They brought in Maya, and then Maya's sister, whose name I forgot.
I didn't watch that far. I didn't know Maya had a sister.
Sorry. Maya might not have been the original sister. Maya is the little is sister Maya the to somebody. Girl? Yeah.
I don't remember.
She dated Jake. Oh my god, what was her name? Was it Chloe? Matlin. Something Matlin.
Oh! The girl that dated Drew?
Yeah.
Katie.
Okay, I think it might have been Katie. But the idea behind this that we just completely got off on is that it's the same thing with, like, soap operas. And why soap operas last so long is that
they bring in new characters.
They bring in new characters, but they do it in a way that seems natural. Like, it's natural that if you have an older sibling that you just go to the same school that they went to.
Right.
Like, it happens in a way that you're not even realizing that the cast from season 1 is nowhere near the cast at season 10.
Yeah, and I think, I'm trying to think if that really was done before or after besides in soaps, because, like, I'm thinking of, like, teen soaps from, like, the 90s, like Dawson's Creek or whatever. Those all follow the same characters, and then when those characters are done with their story, it ends. With Degrassi, there are at least, I would say, like, 3 full cycles of, like, fully new characters in the season.
Yeah, because, I mean, I would say the cycles are probably The Next Generation, then Degrassi, and then Degrassi Next Class.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, and I think that the only time that it's really blatantly clear that they're giving you a whole new group of people is the whole Lakehurst Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was blatantly, like, we're about to introduce you 25 characters because we were about to age out the old ones.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, they're brought in naturally that you don't, like, it doesn't seem abrupt or, like, a blatant ploy to extend the life of the right. show.
And it's also not like, okay, here's the end of these characters, here's the beginning of these characters. Like, characters slowly leave and come on to where, I mean, there are some, they're definitely like lulls. Like, it's like with Saturday Night Live, casts sort of come and go. And there are sometimes, like, seasons that aren't as good because most of the cast has left and there isn't a new good cast. But I would say, like, season 7-ish is sort of, like, a little bit of a hiccup because we haven't really got a lot of strong characters yet. But it's not, like, Emma and all of them are still in season 7 because they follow them to college.
Yeah. And I think, I just think it's an impressive idea. And clearly it worked. I mean, how many seasons total was it on?
Well, it was on, let me double check.
It had to be, like, 16 because it started in 2001 and Degrassi and his class ended in 2017.
Yeah. I'm checking.
So, like, 15, 16
years? There were 14 seasons of Degrassi and then...
Two of Next Class.
Four of Next Class.
Oh. But it ended in 2017.
Yeah, but they weren't...
Oh, they were like split.
January,
okay.
July.
But no, like, I just think it needs to be noted that it's a very interesting concept, and I don't think it's been done again.
I don't think so either, and it is kind of like what, again, I'm going to talk about Glee a lot, but it is kind of like what Glee tried to do, but then it was like, once all the original cast graduated, they realized everyone wants to see them, so then they had to move it to New York. So this is one show, I mean, I guess Grey's Anatomy, kind of, it's not about teenagers, but like
but new it is interns. The same idea. It's the same idea with any show that has
any long-running show, yeah.
Longer than 5-6 seasons is that you have to have a way to bring in new people and it not seem forced.
Right.
You know, even like, you don't watch Criminal Minds, but like, Criminal Minds does that where, like, one person will have a reason to leave and they'll bring one new person. Mm-hmm. But by the time Criminal Minds ended, like, it just ended in season 15. There was only, like, 2 or 3 people from the original cast still on there.
Right. I think it is, like, that was a lot of medical shows and, like, crime procedural, because those last so long. It is, like Olivia Benson's the only character from SVU that's still on it.
Yeah. But it's hard to do with kids' shows. Right. Like, or teen shows. Like, it's very hard to do because they're all based in high school and you have that constraint. And I think that they honestly, nobody asked me, but I think that they maybe made a mistake later on choosing to have Degrassi just 9 through 12 and not 7 through 12.
Yeah.
Because
then you only get 4 years.
You only get 4 years of those people.
Yeah.
And they were able to, I don't know if capitalize is the right word, but they were able to use the main cast for a very long time.
Yeah, they milked them for like 7 or 8 years because
the way first, longer than they ever should have.
The
Peter.
First two grades. Well, the first two grades go to college, and they also hold some people back. Like,
yeah,
Jimmy doesn't graduate.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that you can.
Which they do on Glee too.
Yeah, I mean, but it's like in situations like that, like where they're holding them back, like that seems a little forced at times.
It does.
And
yeah, there are always a lot of times on shows about high schoolers, there are an inordinate amount of characters that don't graduate or get held back because they need the characters to stay.
Yeah, of the show. But I think, I just think it's a really cool concept and I don't think it's been really done prior to it. And I don't know that it could ever be done again as good.
You're right. Like, and I hope the creators win a Nobel Peace Prize for what they did, because they really changed my life and the lives of many others.
And I do want to give a shout out to Stephen Brogan. Is it Stephen or Stefan?
Mr. Simpson?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Okay, I want to give a shout out to him because
I was trying to be like, there he is, but that's
that's not
Hopper.
Him. But no, I want to give a shout out to him because of the fact that he was originally on the show, continued to stay on the show, eventually ended up executive producing the show.
Yeah.
Like, he gave his life.
Yeah, he's a star.
But
Stefan Brogan died so we could live.
You know, like, you don't see actors doing that unless it's on soap operas.
Right. It is close to soap opera. And even, like, they do remember they were airing an episode every day for a while.
Oh, yeah, because they would do that summer thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's when I started watching.
Same.
I think it might have been season 10, because by the time I started watching was right when Emma and Spinner got married, and I think that was season 10.
I think you're right, because I think started watching it because you told me about
Where
it.
Where is the Shark in the Water promo? That's when I started watching
same.
That.
Oh, same. That's season 10.
But yeah, that's... But they would do those things where it would be like Monday through Friday, there would be an episode, and then you would go... I don't think... After season 10, I don't think that they even did weekly episodes. We'll have to look into that and get an answer on that. Because I think, if I'm remembering correctly, it was like you went a really long time without an episode, and then you got one every day for like 2 weeks.
I thought they did that like seasons 10 through 14.
Yeah, like I think it became like a popular thing. Like I think initially it was every week. But
yes, for a while. I mean, because there's so many more episodes, like 10 through 13.
Yeah.
But let me see. Yeah, July 11th to July... Or just kidding, that's a year. I can't do math. Hang on.
Yeah, but we're...
Let me look at the dates. No, this is weekly.
But I think the... Like, there are definitely times, like, I remember... I think when... Anything that you don't want me to say, like, as far as spoilers, you can cut out.
Oh, I think we can talk about spoilers. I feel like if you're listening to this, you probably have already seen it. If not...
Yeah, if not, yeah. Sorry.
I don't know. Cover your ears.
But, no, like, we should put in one of those dings before we say something. Like, this is the spoiler ding.
Yeah, I'll put a buzz. I'm not gonna do that.
No, like, but I think when Adam died, I think that was part of, like, an episode blast.
I think you're right.
I remember also, you're a real OG if you remember when Viacom got into a fist fight with DirecTV and stopped airing because they went on strike. And so you had to wait until 11 p.m. every night to watch Degrassi because Teen Nick was not available.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm trying to search the page for Adam Die, but I can't find it. So, to be determined, it doesn't matter. The point is, we like the show. The point is,
they did it.
The point is, we like the show. What do we think about the episode? Do we want to give it an episode rating, like a thumbs up, thumbs down, number of wheelchairs, or like what?
Did you miss anything in your notes that you wanted to say?
I think I discussed everything. Is there anything you need to go
back and say? My notes were perfect, great, nothing wrong with it. Degrassi's whole Next Generation idea is iconic. That was my note.
Okay, we discussed it all.
No, I think this is a good opening episode. I think it makes no sense to air as a season finale, but...
No.
As a whole, I think it's a good entrance. I don't think it's too forced on the old cast. I think you can definitely watch it without having any idea that there even was a show prior to it.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, this episode's interesting. There are definitely scenes I don't care about. Like, if I was to rewatch it for entertainment purposes and not for podcast purposes, I probably would fast forward through all the Joey scenes. However, I think it makes sense as the first episode because it sets up the previous cast and the new cast, and it also sets up that we're going to be going there, okay? There's no topic that Degrassi will not talk about.
And I do think most of the adult scenes, for the most part, actually do become relevant. Like, Joey and Caitlin eventually become relevant.
Well, it's relevant, I just don't care about it. Yeah. At no point do I care about Joey and Caitlin.
But I'm saying, like, if... None of the adults ever showed back up again, that would have been real
pointless. Oh, yeah, it would be really pointless. But at least the adults that are in this episode are still characters.
Yeah.
For at least a few seasons, so yeah. Okay, so we're going to give it a...
Thumbs up.
A Drake out of 10.
A Drake out of 10, yeah.
Okay.
Wheelchair gym.
We're going to give it an Aubrey Graham out of 10. I'm going to give this one a Scorpion out of 10. That's a Drake album. Okay.
Yeah.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Degrassi Dish. Maybe we'll make a Twitter.
Yeah, we should make a Twitter.
And we'll tweet about when we aren't releasing a podcast because we're too busy.
Also, we're mentally ill, so.
Yeah. That's the tea on the tea.